This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I'm going to say something now that's objectively true, but subjectively, cognitively dissonant at best. Climate change is, for some, a business opportunity. Island nations and coastal cities are going to be at great and expensive risk in the coming decades as they try to deal with rising sea levels. But the Netherlands knows a thing or two about holding off the oceans, and now the Dutch are selling that expertise in water management. From the European Desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
With its four giant sails flailing in the wind, a traditional Dutch windmill is at work. Inside the mill, the great clunking wooden wheels and gears are doing the job they've done for centuries, pumping and draining. Now a tourist attraction near Amsterdam, this mill is one of many reminders of this country's unceasing struggle against water.
Already for 1,000 years, the Dutch are fighting, battling the sea, building dikes, draining the land with the windmills. We're standing here a couple of meters below sea level, and we have our feet dry. So let's say welcome to the Netherlands.
Piet Dirk of the Dutch consulting firm Arcadis. He's worked on many projects around the Netherlands, pumping, draining, building sea barriers and storing water in a country that's largely below sea level. Now, increasingly, he's working abroad.
There's so many cities around the world in deltas or in coastal zones very close to the water that are in jeopardy. Millions of people in these big cities need to be protected against the impacts of floods and climate change, and the Dutch know how to do that.
The Dutch know-how extends well beyond pumping and draining. I've come to Rotterdam Harbour to see an experimental project that could help communities cope with rising sea levels, not by draining and reclaiming land, but by building on water.
The complete structure is actually floating.
Bart Rufen and his colleagues at DeltaSync designed this floating pavilion. Under a domed roof, 10,000 square feet of floor space, bobbing ever so gently by the quayside.
Yeah, you can see it here, that there's a few centimetres of movement.
Just ever so slightly up and down.
Yeah.
The base is made of polystyrene foam encased in concrete and anchored to the sea floor by two giant mooring piles. A great way to create extra space in a densely populated country where land is scarce but water plentiful. And it's not too pricey to build.
It costs around 10 to 15% more than a regular building.
That's not huge difference.
So, no, it's not a huge difference, and the water value is not as high as the land value. So that's what you can save.
Elsewhere in Rotterdam Harbour, Peter Vingerden is planning another waterborne innovation, a floating dairy farm.
We start with 40 cows, and after that we will have 6,000 chicken, and then we have a greenhouse. So we create the first food strip on the water inside the city.
He reckons the farm will be of huge interest to low-lying coastal cities that want to guarantee their food production in case their farmland is flooded. And he insists the cows will love it too.
There's a robot that keeps cleaning the floor continuously. So the cows are on a very soft and clean floor, and they love it.
They don't prefer it to grass, surely.
And they prefer the membrane floor because it's very soft, it's very good for their feet. And it's always clean, so they prefer the membrane for it. That's very funny.
As entrepreneurs sell Dutch water expertise across the globe, they're doing what the Netherlands has always done. The technology has vastly improved, but they're still profiting from environmental adversity, benefiting from curbing the sea. In the Netherlands, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.